All right, ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling a big one, and it's a question that's been bouncing around creative circles for a while now.
Oh, yeah, this one's juicy.
Can robots, actually make music, not just play it, like note for note, but create something truly, soulful?
Soulful's a good word for it.
And luckily for us, we've got this fascinating story, almost like a little thought experiment, about a robot composer and, get this, its creator. And I gotta say, the way they each see things, it really gets you thinking.
It's that clash of perspectives that makes it so compelling, right? On one hand, you've got the robot, totally convinced of its own, like, technical brilliance.
And on the other, you've got the human creator who's saying, hold on, there's more to it than that.
Exactly. There's this depth the robot's missing.
So picture this. The robot, it's trying to compose variations on Brahms Op. 36.
Okay, already starting with a classic. Ambitious.
Right. And the way it describes the process, it's so clinical.
Yeah.
Analyzing the piece, churning out variations, even using, they're called auxiliary actuators.
Basically fancy robot limbs.
Yeah, to actually play the music. But it's all very...
by the book.
Yeah, like solving an equation.
And that's where things get really interesting. Because the robot, it's completely thrown by the audience's reaction.
Gorgeous.
Underwhelming, to say the least. Polite clapping. Maybe a few blank stares.
And the robot's thinking, what? I played all the notes perfectly. What's the problem?
Right. And that's where the creator comes in with this idea that, well, the performance lacked a certain something. He calls it soul, which is a word that gets thrown around a lot. But he really digs into what he means.
He's like, look, music, it's not just hitting the right notes at the right time. It's about so much more.
It's the emotion behind the music, the story the composer is trying to tell, even the way the performer interprets the piece, brings their own experiences to it.
It's like this unspoken conversation,
between the musician and the listener. Absolutely.
And that's the thing. The robot, as advanced as it is, it can't replicate that.
Nope. And the creator, he talks about this treasure chest of human experience. It's like this well of emotions, memories, shared history, and it's that well that artists draw from.
Which AI, at least for now, can't really access. And to illustrate his point, he uses this really interesting example, just a single C note played on the viola.
Simple, right?
Deceptively simple. Because he talks about how that one note played a certain way with a certain feeling can evoke so much.
The weight of history, a sense of longing, joy, sadness, everything.
It's incredible, right? It makes you wonder, are we even aware of all the tiny things that go into creating that impact?
It's like we do it instinctively as humans, but could we ever explain it? Could we program a robot to do the same, even if we tried?
That's a great question. And it's one that goes beyond music, right?
Absolutely. It makes you think about art as a whole. If a robot painted a picture that was technically perfect, would it move us in the same way as a human painting?
Would it even matter? Would we appreciate the craft, the skill, even if it didn't have that emotional resonance?
Right. And even if AI could somehow replicate those nuances, those little imperfections that actually make a performance feel real, would it still be missing something?
Or would it just fundamentally change what we consider art to be? I mean, it's a total head scratcher.
It really is. And that's kind of the beauty of this whole thing. This isn't about giving you a neat little answer tied up with a bow. It's about making you question, making you hear that song you love with fresh ears.
Exactly. So next time you're listening to some music, really pay attention. What is it that gives you goosebumps? What are those moments that transcend the notes on the page?
It might just give you a deeper appreciation for the magic that happens when humans create. And who knows, maybe one day robots will be a part of that conversation too.
Maybe. But for now, that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.